Okay, thanks. Yeah, well, I was also going to say, yeah, I wouldn't expect much for the first 6 or 9 months anyway, in terms of revenue for Bullbusters. But another thing, profitability is if, you know, if all the stations are making essential services payments, then, which it looks like we're going to be able to do also, then you could shift this into the national office budget. You know, that would give you something to cut. And I believe it's $41,000. It's all of the consultants line item, right? Line 93?
Yes, it is.
$41,800?
Yeah, we could cut it out of KPFA's budget. That's a possibility. Sure.
You could put it in the national office budget if KPFA is willing to wait a little bit and let Goldbusters work on all the stations doing their survey and analysis.
Proposal.
No, before instead of just counting on KPFA first, but that way you wouldn't have to pay for it out of your budget. See?
Yeah, that's an option. We can talk about that when we get to expenses and it might soften the impact a bit.
There's a lot of background noise from a restaurant or something. We can't hear what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't hear Bill's proposal.
Okay, Bill, do you want to repeat that?
I was basically saying that the Goldbusters expense, which is under consultants, line item 93, $41,800, if that was removed from KPFA's budget and put in the national office budget, then that would be part of the reductions you'd need to make. You just might not get as much concentrated attention to just KPFA at the beginning because they would be surveying all the stations before they make any recommendations.
Right. Well, it's certainly a chunk of funds that would then not be in the budget. And if we're not projecting the income, we don't have to project the expense. So I see what you're saying. Okay. Well, if there's no, I will go ahead then and not make that amendment that was going through my head. If there's no further amendments and no further discussion, I think we are ready to vote on that half of it. Going once, going twice.
A point of clarification, you mean voting just on
the revenue part, yeah.
Reduction of revenue.
Yeah, Bill's motion. Okay, Paul, you want to read the motion, and we will go to a vote, and then we'll pick up the expenses part.
Okay, the motion as I have it is that we reduce the expected list of support line item, General Ledger 5000, by $100,000, and also cut General Ledger 5752, Major Donor, by $100,000. Okay, Ken Arrow.
Okay.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter. Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
Abstain.
Lauren Williams. Okay. 7-4-0 against, one abstention.
Okay. Done. All right. So that leaves KPFA's budget in a position of $167,000 operating deficit for capital, so the same deficit on the backside of capital. That's where we are. So we have two scenarios. One is that we spend another 20 minutes or so crafting a motion that assigns those expense reductions to categories, which is, I think, what we will have to do before we pass it on to the PNB, unless I've been on some other finance committee these past 2.5 years. Or we can punt that part of it to our next meeting, which would either be September 10th, or we can schedule another time do it, you know, prior. There is a KPFA LSB meeting this Saturday, so I'm sure that what ensued on the Finance Committee will be the subject of some discussion. That's just for what it's worth. And it really is kind of up to us. The next PNB meeting is the 13th, but don't forget that we are expecting to have a pretty full session on Monday with the KPFK budget, and we have Washington coming back on the 11th, so we have to pay attention to our own time capacity here, because neither of those budgets is disease either. And they will both probably take a full 3-hour meeting. So if you're asking, I might err on the side of suggesting that perhaps we need to go forward, but it's up to the group, and it would probably take another investment of 20 minutes, and the East Coast people might want to protest it. So I'm open. So what do we want to do?
Ken to the stack?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we go ahead and make a decision on the cutting expenses, leaving latitude where possible. Like, in other words, say in this GL category, you have to cut $30,000, but, you know, we're not telling you exactly what you have to do, but you're going to have to cut this $30,000. Let's say it was IT as an example. So then they would have to decide how. But I much prefer doing that, and there's always time. If you wait till it goes back to the station and the LSB, it's not fair to them. I'd rather give them a hard target and say, well, the NFC came up with these cuts, and they can always come back and say, well, we want to offer an alternative.
Okay.
I'd rather go, like, give them something to respond to.
Okay. Does anyone want to speak against doing the line items now?
This is Kim. This is more of a process thing. I'm confused why the LSB, although I'm sure they would like to say something, I'm not sure why they procedurally can. And maybe I'm naive here.
Well, that's the sort of thing, Kim, that will take us off target for, you know, a substantial period of time, and it's already pretty late. What I will say is, according to the PNB-approved finance process or budgetary process, they don't.
Okay.
I'm sure that will be the subject of some dispute, but I think maybe we don't need to talk about it right now.
That's fine.
But we need to follow our process as the PNB approved it. So
okay, I'll go with the majority. I don't care.
Okay. Any other strong protests? Okay. So at this point, we will entertain, line item suggestions to get this budget back to balanced.
Well,
I can make a suggestion. This is Ken.
Yeah.
Just to get it started, cut IT expenses 15%.
All right, and what I'm going to do is just play with the computer and give you guys running totals on if we do that, this is where we end up. So with IT, we're talking about website and computer.
Point of information, mm-hmm. Is Andrew still on the call?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Andrew, what do you have any thoughts about this?
Right.
Can you participate? You know, can you help us?
That's, I have to object. That's not a point of information. That's your jumping the queue. That's not a
that's
question.
Well, my first one was a question. So then.
He's on the call.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Well, administrator.
Then you're asking him a question, so that's different.
Well, I mean, I think that the...
33, okay.
It's possible we can do something with our internet services, our IT services, information services, something that I've been concerned about for a long time, and it does need to be looked at. It's true. We opened up a whole other situation about KPFA's web presence and the entire network's web presence, but it's an entirely other question. At this point, I said I would need some time to my people here before I would make decisions. I don't have much more to add.
Alex, Tracy, are you back?
I'm here.
Alex, on the stack.
Okay, Alex, go ahead. I'm going to put these 15% cuts in and see what that does to the numbers. Go ahead.
I think that's much too modest to cut in the IT budget. I would propose something more like 25 to 30%.
Committee, I don't think you have any experience in IT. Really need to be speaking.
I have many years' experience in IT, Andrew, much more than you do.
KPFA's IT, I think we need to speak to Michael Yoshida because it may impact the entire network.
Well, I think that, you know, we're not talking about an 80% cut. We're talking about, you know, 15 to 20%. 25% might be too much. I agree. But most things can be cut by 15 or 20% without apocalypse occurring. Okay, well, let's see what kind of number we would be at 20%.
By the way, Tracy, it looks like you would need to cut about 127,000 total to come up with zero, your break-even budget.
167,000, according to the spreadsheet I have open.
Well, and remember, you'll be adding back in 19.5% of the $200,000.
I thought, did this thing not do that automatically? It might not have. Let's see. You would hope that Excel would do that for you, but maybe not. All right.
Check the formula.
Yeah. Doing this without a calculator is a goddamn mess. Okay, so 517. Let's see what number that is.
Who's got the TV on in the back?
Somebody's at a restaurant, I believe.
Anyway, the 127,000 I came up with is you take the surplus listed on the budget, which is 33,920, you subtract 200,000 and you add 39,000. 39,000 is 19.5% of the 200,000. And they can see a negative $127,080.
Right.
Personal privilege. But Tracy, are you in a restaurant or by a TV set?
Yeah, I am. And I will get myself out of there. All right. So 511. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. That's correct.
Tracy, the reason that you can't figure out that 19.5% is because if you're taking out the 100,000 just from the total, the spreadsheet does not calculate 19.5% on total. It does it by month. So you have to do it manually.
Oh, and actually, I was wrong. The 19.5% would only apply to the listener support item, not the major donor line item.
Just the very first line.
Right. So that would get you to $146,580 that you would need to cut from expenses in order to just break even.
How much did you get, Bill? I'm sorry?
$146,580.
Okay. I have $145,468, but close enough.
That's just by taking the $33,920 that you already had in there and subtracting 200,000 and adding 19,500.
Oh, yeah, I did the actual 19.5%. It came out a little bit different.
Come on back, Tracy.
Okay, so if we take a look at Ken's proposed 15% cut in IT or perhaps 20%. We've got 36,000 in computer repair. We've got 33,000 in website expenses. I would suggest somewhere in maintenance and repair you could probably get that 15% out too, and you might want to consider it somehow, which is 110, so we'd be looking at about $15,000 there, which will help us. That'll take us down to about 130. We are, I guess, entertaining the possibility of getting Goldbusters out of this budget at $40,000. I think we need to talk about that a bit, but that would get us down to about 90.
Point of information, earlier in the meeting, Maria made some recommendations about overcharges.
She mentioned $10,000 in pensions, so we will take that, and we'll predict the pensions to not go up and to be the same as they have been. So that gets us to 80.
I would like to, point of information, Andrew, we could probably drop off one of our new services. We currently have AP and Reuters. We could probably save roughly, I think, $15,000 dropping Reuters.
Okay. All right.
And again, the point of information is that cutting $100,000 worth of listener support, and that is obviously net of sorry, I'm hungry and I'm no net of fulfillment. Anyway, $100,000 affects many line items, such as
premium,
shipping, credit card charges, quite a boatload of them. But unfortunately, you have to kind of go in through the assumptions spreadsheet and not in the budget spreadsheet. So,
just for perspective, we're talking about $2.6 million can listener support, and we're cutting 1/26 of the total. So, I mean, the relative impact is there, but it's not huge. It would be about 1/25.
Okay, well, piggying back on what Ken said, premiums is too high because of the way the spreadsheet handles it. So I would say you could deduct at least 20 to 25 there.
I'm not sure about that, but okay.
So this is Ken. In other words, what Maria is saying is if we're cutting and we're anticipating lower listeners, support, we're going to have to supply less premiums.
Exactly, Ken. But also, the spreadsheet already calculated it too high. If you look at line item 165, it is significantly higher because of the way the spreadsheet works. So right there, projected from 2012 to 2013, we have $28,000 increase, and we are extremely frugal with our premiums. So I would say, at the very least, $20,000 is a conservative amount to deduct off of us.
This is Tracy. I don't know that if the premium figure was gravely overstated, I think we would have seen that in previous budgets, and we have not. And cutting 1/25 of the listener support really shouldn't result in cutting more than 1/25 of the premium expenses.
I'm not talking about just cutting. I'm talking about the fact that it was high. If you look at line item... premium, line item 65. We budgeted 2012. We budgeted.
We budgeted high. I know. I'm talking about the actuals in terms of what we spent.
Yes. I'm sorry. I don't get what you're. We're short. We underspent our 2012 budget. So why would you expect that we wouldn't do that in 2013?
Well, if you look at the actuals for what we spent in 2009, 2010, and 2011, it averages out to about what's budgeted.
I wouldn't even bother with 2010 and 2009 because we didn't have methods that we do now.
You didn't have what?
Same methods of handling our premiums.
Mm-hmm. Well, something to be said for historical data. I don't know.
Isn't your listener income low this year? Where, therefore,
yeah.
Your listener, you know, your premium is
lower.
Low. Yeah. I mean,
we do a lot of our premiums in-house. That's all I have to say. And we know what we do. And I tell you that that line item is too high.
Yeah, Kim's right. The listener support is down about $170,000 compared to budget for this.
Okay, and then, yeah, and then so the premiums were off a little. Okay. Yeah, I don't think we should go quite so far that big a reduction, maybe a smaller one. So, are we comfortable taking the Gallbusters out of here? Because that's a big chunk, so it matters whether we're going to recommend that that happen or not.
Is
that Barbara?
Yes, I'd like to respond.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm fairly against. I feel like somebody on our staff who's well-versed in handling all the records for our fundraising, our data manager, had a relationship with these people over 2 years, whereas the PNB heard one presentation from them. And I really think that it would be serve the network to let us be the pilot program. And I feel as though to take it out, you're like chopping us off at the knees. Why the hell can't we go ahead and try this? I think that there's a lot of preparation that our staff is not equipped to do as far as time. And, of course, they're going to have to get involved at the end. Even it might be, you know, more than contacting individuals, the GM would be involved.
Right.
And writing letters, preparing materials to reach out to them. Of course, they're going to have to do that. People can do a lot to get us ready. And I think it's quite unfair for this committee to put the kibosh on us trying to raise more money outside of fundraise drives.
Okay, well, I think that, you know, the issue becomes we have to, you know, make some line item recommendations here. So if we don't take it out of the consultant line, then we take it out of some other line. So these are the kinds of choices that we're trying to make in terms of recommendations.
This is Kim. I have a thought that we hold that
mm-hmm.
aside. I mean, it, you know, is something the IED might want to weigh in on, and that, you know, we can put that aside. Maybe, I mean, are we going to totally finalize this tonight?
It's going to the PNB. It can always change. One option is simply to leave it in there, to assign the cuts to other line items, and if it's decided to make that cut instead at a level above the NFC, doesn't make, you know, that's fine. And maybe it will be. That's one option.
Yeah, so we can say either this or that or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously. This is a recommendation to the PNB, so it is what it is. Bill, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, well, I was the one that brought it up, and I mean, it's okay with me to leave it in there if they want that, but you're right, we'll just have to make the cut somewhere else. And another thing, it won't affect the totals, but that really should not be under administrative expenses. It should be under development.
Yes, it should. I agree. Okay. So basically, let's see where we are. So we're trying to do 145. We've got 15 from IT. We've got 10 on the pensions. I think we'll maybe split the distance and go 10 on premiums. That's 25, 35, 45 without Gallbusters.
You had Reuters.
15 on new services.
potentially we have Reuters. Okay, so that gets us to 85, leaving Goldbusters in there. So basically we zonk 85 somewhere, assuming that everybody's comfortable with those other cuts. How does that work for people? That gives us a zero value budget, and then the question is, what kind of surplus do we need to show to feel okay, if any?
I'd like to show a surplus of fund drive days.
A surplus of fund drive days? It doesn't quite work that way.
You mean a deficit, Kim?
Well,
you're pulling $100,000 out of the listener revenue projection. How that's going to manifest, I don't know. I mean, I think that there probably will be some reduction in fund drive days, but I don't think that we necessarily do that, and we've already settled what the revenue reductions are. So
it's just I'm a little punchy. I
know. This is grueling.
Tracy, did you cut the $19,500 in central services that will be,
We're at the $145 total after we do that.
That was without the $19,500?
No, including the $19,500. It was at $167, and then it dropped to $145 after the $19,500.
Okay.
So 145 is what we're cutting, give or take. 145, 146, depending on your calculator, but it's close enough. Okay, so it sounds to me like 15% IT, 15,000 IT, 15,000 Reuters, 10,000 premiums, 10,000 pensions, and the balance probably comes out of the personnel line at this point in time. I don't have any other suggestions on the floor.
I do, if I may.
Okay, just a second, and you don't have to yell.
Oh, sorry.
Is there anybody else? And Maria, I mean, in a sense, you're staff, so in a sense, really, you shouldn't be in on this part of the conversation, and we may need to say goodnight at some point in time here. But yes, you can make a suggestion, and we'll see if we want to entertain it. Is there anybody else on the committee who wants to make any suggestions? Okay. Maria, what's the suggestion?
The suggestion is that depreciation, I'm looking at the depreciation schedule, and there are items on here that are have been retired or no longer even exist.
That needs to be dealt with the auditor. That's beyond the ken of the NSC. The depreciation schedule is set by the auditor, and it's not going to get readjusted until the next audit.
Okay, well, I'm just talking, it's probably a good $10,000 to $15,000.
Maybe, but, we can't do that.
It's not like something won't break this year.
It's set by the depreciation schedule has been worked over by the auditor as of 9/30/11, and we're not making adjustments until 9/30/12, and it'll be up to the new auditor.
Ken, with a point of information, all the adjustments that were made regarding property tax, have they been correctly allocated?
Yes, sir.
So there's nothing to recover there, okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, I guess we're heading towards motion time. I can take a stab at it unless somebody else wants to.
Not me.
Thank you, Kim. Anybody want to? Okay. All right, let me see if I can do this. And yell at me if my math is wrong because it's late and I'm tired. Paul, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. The motion is to recommend expense cuts as follows. $15,000 to the news services line under programming, specified for the Reuters News Service. It's going to be long.
Why do you dislike Reuters more than AP? I think AP.
I object, Kim. Let Tracy finish.
Kim, it doesn't matter. That's what they recommended, so fine.
Right.
I mean, one of them. $10,000 to the pension line under personnel expenses. $25,000. Okay, $10,000 to the premiums line under development. $35,000. Okay, what else do we have here?
You didn't do the $15,000 for IT.
I'm about to. You don't need to interrupt. I will get it together. 15%. Oh, God. Let me get to a calculator. Okay. Are you still with me, Paul? Yep. All right. I'm going to have to do this line by line. Okay. So we're at 35, so we'll see how much higher we can get here.
If you want to shut up a number and say, take 15% off that, I can do that here and announce it for you.
Well, God bless you.
Well,
okay.
I'm an atheist, so I don't believe in that. But anyway,
okay.
That's a simple number. Give me a number.
15% off $6,650.
$6,650.
Put that in.
All right.
15% off $6,665.
Okay. Now, okay.
That takes us to about 41.
50 is the number, right?
No, it's account.
No, it's the account number.
Okay. Hold on a second.
I'll give you a number. Hold on. Okay. 15% off account. $6,650 at 45. The amount is $45,204. What's 15%?
After you take 15% out, you have $38,423.
What's the difference between those two numbers?
Oh, okay, you want that. Okay, let's see. This way.
Oh, God, I can't believe how late it is.
$7,780.
Okay, so $6,780 out of $6,650. And we're at about 42. Okay. Account 6665. That I can do in my head. 3646. 5400 out of account 6665. That gets us to about 48. Now we're going to go to account 6690, do the same 15% cut, and that will be 31 plus 15, that'll be 4500, give or take.
6698, is that right? What did you see?
The count is 6698, we're cutting 15%.
Okay.
And that amount is about 4500. And so I am at about 52,000 in cuts. The balance from $145,000 would be 97,500 or 98,000. And unless someone has a better idea, the motion would be to apply that to personnel reductions.
All right, let me read you what I have here.
Oh, I would second that motion, and if we want to continue with a subsequent motion about personnel, we'll ask the existing personnel to recuse themselves from the rest of the call. But I second that motion the way it's stated.
I don't think there's any follow-up that would be involved.
Okay. Well, I mean, my point being that we're not even mandating elimination of any personnel. They can handle it by rotating furloughs or cutting work hours, any way they want.
There's a follow-up. Before I put this motion on the floor as is, there's a follow-up question. So let me just ask it so we can formalize the motion language. That's basically a balanced budget. It's a zero-value budget, no surplus, no capital. It's at zero. We can stop there, and that's what we recommend to the PNB. If there's a desire to show a $25,000 or a $50,000 surplus, we're going to have to up some of those numbers. So that's a judgment call for the committee, and I will leave the motion the way it is, and I'll be open for an amendment if people feel that's insubstantial. In general, we haven't wanted to do, no surplus whatsoever budgets, but we have put through some budgets with some pretty narrow surpluses. Texas wasn't much. So maybe we can live with that. But that's basically a zero-value budget. So that's the motion on the floor. Let's discuss 15 minutes only, and then we can either amend or vote it up or down.
Let me read what I have. And pay attention to the general ledger numbers, because some of them seem to have changed while I was typing. To recommend expense cuts as follows. $15,000 to news services line specified for the Reuters news service. $10,000 to pension line under personnel expenses. $10,000 to the premiums line under development.
Uh-huh.
15% off general ledger 6650, which is $6,780. General ledger 6665 by $5,400. General ledger 6698 by $4,500.
Uh-huh.
The balance $98,000 to apply that to personnel reduction.
That's what's on the floor. So discussion or amendments, and that's where we are. And we will try to cap at 9:30 with, severe apologies to people on the East Coast.
Kim, to this desk.
Okay, Kim, go ahead.
This is going to be really petty, but it's like my little thing. Please just take out the word Reuters. Cut $15,000 from the news service. Let them choose. I have personal issues against AP, so I just, we shouldn't micromanage which news service they would
take. I accept that as a friendly amendment, absolutely. Please make that change, or Paul. No need to fight about that.
Bill?
Okay, Bill.
Those cuts, I added them up, that you mentioned, they totaled $51,860. So I'm not sure how you get to a zero budget with that, unless there's some additional cuts I didn't hear.
52 plus, let's see, we were at 146. What's 146 minus 52?
Well,
with nine.
Don't you need to subtract 146 instead of 52 to get to zero?
Hold on. 146 minus 46, the difference is 52.90, so it's actually 94,000 from personnel.
Okay, so you're still talking about additional cuts from personnel or some other place. Okay, I see.
The difference between 146 and 52, which is what we got out of other places, is applied to personnel because we didn't have any theory about where to put it. If I said 98 and the number is actually 94, or Paul, if you could fix that. And then there's just the qualitative question about, is a zero value budget what we want to recommend? Or does somebody want to amend? Because it's a zero surplus budget.
I didn't have the part about cutting the rest from personnel, so okay, I understand.
Yeah. Okay. So, Paul, can you change that number from 98 to 94 in the current version? Okay, I'm sorry for the mistake. Okay. So the floor is open for amendments or discussions. There isn't any. Are people really comfortable?
I thought I'd been on mute, but I wasn't. I'm just going to throw this out there about the janitorial service. I mean,
yeah,
to cutting it back. I mean, we have that same issue. I mean, every other day seems adequate. I don't know how it is per, how much it is per day, but basically what it sounded like, and I sympathize with Maria, but basically what it sounded like, you know, we're having somebody come in, you know, every day just to wash somebody's dishes. I think if personnel really wants to stay employed, you know, there should be some kind of rotating schedule so everybody, somebody different washes the coffee cups, you know, every couple of weeks.
It certainly seems to me that that is discretionary, and if management wants to say we're going to fine $20,000 in administrative, I don't think anyone's going to stop that from happening.
Yeah, all right.
Barbara, I'd like to make a comment about Ken.
Yeah, Barbara, go ahead.
You know, Maria was being a little bit... she was cleaning up the act by mentioning things, because the real main problem of not having a good custodial service is when you call to unplug a toilet. So, you know, there are things she just didn't want to think about, but it has to do with taking care of the bathrooms. It's not just washing the cups.
I feel like I'm a little bit beyond what I'm interested in doing here. If it's a place where people feel a cut can be made, I'm sure that nobody will argue with them. Do you really think it needs to be in the motion, Tim? Hello?
No, I don't care. Fine. We do not need to go any further on this.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me, since no one is screaming, that people are okay with basically a zero budget with no surplus and with this set of recommended revenue and expense scenarios. I think we'll probably get a little heat on the PNB because there is no surplus. But, you know, that's okay. And they certainly are free to address that as they wish. But it is a balanced budget, which is what we're required to submit to them.
I'd like to make an amendment. Throw in $25,000, so we got wind up with a surplus. You know, it's just what's the big deal? It's just $25,000.
Okay, where are you throwing it?
on the cuts.
On the staff cuts line. Okay. Paul,
okay.
You got the amendment?
No, it's not phrased like an amendment there. What do you mean?
Ken, come up with something more than throw it in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, whatever the amount was, the balance, how much was the amount from personnel?
94. So you're adding what?
Add
119. Yeah.
120.
Whoa. Okay, so the motion would be to make it read to apply balance of $120,000 to personnel reduction.
That's in that
backwards, isn't it? You're trying to make it so that. Oh, I see. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. So
it's late. Math is going to be hard.
Okay, hold on. Let me write this in there so that later on when I've gotten some sleep. And I'm not in this current condition, I will be able to read this and say, what the hell did we do? So it would read, apply balance to $120,000
right.
To personnel reduction. That's the amendment. Okay.
That's the amendment. Which, you know, is considerably less than was on the table last year, earlier this year, less than half, which is good. Okay. So we have an amendment. We have a motion. Unless anybody fights me, I think it might be getting to be time to vote because we have had a four-hour meeting. Anybody have to get in a final comment? Okay. Paul, if you could call the roll on the amendment and then call the roll on the motion.
Well, do you want to see if there's objections to the amendment?
Sure. Are there any objections to Ken's amendment? Okay. Then the motion passes as amended.
Wow.
Well, we're going to see how many people are left. The amendment passed. So now we go to the final motion as amended. I will do the same question. Are there any objections? Okay, I don't hear any. Given that, the motion passes as amended. Thank you, everyone. So we have our KPFA budget done. We will be forwarding it to the PNB after the modifications are made for final approval. I doubt they will deal with it on the 13th of September, but you never know. And we will meet again on the 10th of September to take our second pass at KPFK.
And you'll send out that letter?
Yes, I will. I will do that tonight. And I guess we will have to get a modified form of the KPFA budget, so we will do a little work on the template to get that done.
KPFA or K?
To the PNB. For A.
Uh-huh.
And for K, we will send a letter, and hopefully we will get a modified budget. If we don't, then we will work with the budget that we have.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I requested it by Friday. I mean, I think it should be requested by Friday, so we can have the weekend to look at it. Not, so it comes in an hour before Monday.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it says in the letter, so I am not planning to edit or modify the letter, and I didn't hear any objections to it, so I'm planning to send it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Tuesday is WPFW again?
Tuesday is WPFW Part 2. And if we can get K and W done next week, then we will probably be able to deal with Archives and National fairly soon afterwards.
Right. Do we need to start scheduling a meeting for that? Why just keep adding more meetings?
We'll try to go away. I think we should wait and see how the final two budgets go before we schedule. The 18th is available, and I think that we might well use it for that, but I think we should wait and see where we are, because if we need third passes at any of those budgets, that's going to come first.
Can I
those other dates are going to get grabbed by the committees, too. Okay.
Can I ask a question of Maria and or Andrew? Do you have a line item in this budget for PRA? Are you pushing PR archives, you know, for fund drives in any concerted way?
Yeah, well, we have a two-day fundraiser in November for the archives, if that's the question.
No, it's not. For your fund drives, using archives material for your fund drives.
Line item 154.
So you do have a line item. Is that set? I mean, from this year to next year, you do some archives premiums?
We do some.
We do a lot of our talking about using archive programming.
Yeah.
Yeah. We use some. We don't use that very many from the archives, actually.
Right. I think Kay is probably the best at doing it, but I know that's something that, you know, they're trying to promote among the network. So I was just curious if that was on your radar up there.
Well, I think it's an important thing to put out, but. I mean, I don't know whether it's in this meeting, but I think it's an aspect of, rather, the relationship of the stations to the archive needs to be addressed, but obviously not tonight.
Right.
Yeah. And no, not tonight. Definitely. Okay.
And we're very willing to address them, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Good point. All right. So I think that we're good. I will see the Finance Committee members on the 10th. KPFA folks, thanks for coming and thanks for hanging in as long as you did. And we will, you know, keep you apprised how this budget goes in its final journey to the PMB. And I think that's pretty much it for tonight. So I will see all of you guys on Monday. Thank you for the hard work.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night.